On the show today, we have School's First Fennel Creighton's very own Alex Sue talking about being a competitor in the 2021 Q's Emerge program. Really good stuff here from Alex, so check it out. Awesome here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the first of one of the 2021 Emerge competitors, Q's Emerge, that is. And oh my gosh, the competition, this is, you're one of the finalists, right, Alex?
I am, yes, indeed.
All right. And so let me do a proper introduction. Oh my gosh, proper introduction here. We have Schools First Federal Credit Union's Vice President of Planning and Change Management Organizational Performance and Strategic Planning, Alex Sue. Now, Alex, having said all that, you must have the world's largest business card. That's a lot. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, everything does fit in there. Part of it is a title. Part of it is the department. So, you know, it's all good. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you're doing a fine job at Schools First. Great credit union, by the way, as well. So, and you guys are like right up the road from me because I'm in San Diego. So you guys are just an hour or so up the road from me. So
right. We're in Orange County. We just relocated our headquarters to Tustin. So it's got a beautiful brand new building. And we're very excited to be here.
Right on. Everyone's coming back to work and going to experience the brand new building, I'm assuming, as well. So
absolutely.
Exactly. Even better. Even better. All right, Alex. Hey, let's get to the competition, if you will. Q's Emerge, and some fantastic people have come out of this program. Whether they won the thing or not, it's just some fabulous people have been through this and doing some great things for the credit union industry. And you're right there in the mix. So, but before we get into the competition, give us a quick summary on what you do. What encompasses that big title for your credit union, Schools First?
Sure. Yeah. So as part of the organizational performance strategic planning team, I lead a team of project managers and analysts, and we really plan and execute the highest priority initiatives for the organization. So, for instance, we're doing strategic planning for the next 3 years or so, and then we work with all the different business units to bring these products and services to our members. So, you know, all the projects that we focus on are really truly focused on our membership, which is our highest priority, and they really align to our strategic priorities. So we talk about having an extraordinary member engagement. We talk about having an exceptional quality team. And then we also talk about enduring financial strength. So all of these initiatives that we do also take into account, you know, having channel priority, having maybe an omni-channel type of approach, as well as all the technology infrastructure that's needed for all these initiatives.
Wow, that is a huge, that's just like your title. That is huge. But I bet your last year and a half has been quite interesting as well, trying to, as they say, pivot amongst all the things that have been going on. So I bet your life has been quite interesting the last 18 months or so, right?
Yeah, absolutely. During the pandemic, we had to shift a lot of things. And just out of necessity, you know, we started to innovate really to provide, you know, additional services to our members that really we weren't accelerating before. So because of all those needs, I think that really highlighted the need for us to be more innovative, to move quickly, to be able to address all of our members' needs.
Yeah, indeed. Good stuff. All right, let's get to the competition here. So why did you enter the Emerge, Q's Emerge competition?
Yeah, I think one of the factors was to, you know, build up the network. I was definitely excited to meet other professionals from the credit union movement. I've been with my credit union for just over 4 years, and a lot of my time has been focused, of course, on developing relationships and working things internally. And it felt, you know, maybe a year or so ago that it was a good time for me to look into these opportunities. So in 2020, I actually had looked into it. Fortunately, from a timing perspective, we're going through a huge merger. It didn't work out. So this year I said, hey, you know, let me take a stab at it, and was fortunate enough to get selected. So it's a great opportunity to be able to pitch a business case, to make friends across the movement in North America. And it's just been a great opportunity so far.
Fantastic. And what do you hope to gain out of this? Obviously, the experience is second to none. What else are you going to gain from it?
Yeah. The opportunity really to pitch the business case and hopefully see if the topic resonates with others in the movement. So it's something that, you know, we're trying to push more and more innovation in our credit union. Mm-hmm. And I like to see if, you know, this is something that other credit unions could benefit from it as well.
All right. Well, let's hear about the business case. What's your platform, so to speak? What are you pitching?
So my business case is entitled Innovation Center of Excellence. Okay. So I wrote it as a pitch really for my credit union to mature its processes related to innovation. We have so many projects from all types of projects. We're doing, you know, some projects that are just keeping the lights on. We're doing some projects that are providing innovative products and services. And, you know, what if we were able to carve out resources, both human and financial resources, to really focus on innovation projects? So the main argument is that innovation is happening faster than ever. We got fintechs, we got competition from all different places. And as a movement, really, we don't want to be caught up in, you know, some great companies that unfortunately have not kept up with the pace of, you know, some of the innovators. So for instance, Amazon disrupted Sears and Netflix disrupted Blockbuster. Yeah. So how do we stay ahead of the curve and as a movement continue to provide the wonderful products and services to our members, and yet at the same time, really, you know, look towards the future for a path for us to maintain and to sustain the pace of innovation.
Okay, cool. And this is an innovation lab that you're pitching, or what? Can you get down the weeds?
What I'm pitching is a framework to be able to build up an innovation center of excellence. So it could be akin to a lab. It could be really the main focus would be we would have dedicated resources, because right now, I think for many credit unions, the resources are getting stretched and pulled in so many directions that it's really hard to focus and say, you know, we really need to do this in order for us to enable these services in the next 3 years. So how do we do that when we're fighting all these fires, when we're having to deal with operations, when so many things are going on? So by carving out a specific center of excellence, my hope is that credit unions are able to then, you know, have a good framework to move this forward.
Yeah, because I think you're spot on, because there's so much fintech out there. So the business is moving faster than ever. And obviously technology is pushing that as well. So yeah, I think you're spot on with this idea of like, hey, we got to have somebody or something, or a division or a department that just focuses on innovation and how to exceed in that area. So yeah, I think it's really, really cool. So how do you see that positively affecting credit unions? Is this something that could be, I guess, marketed toward other credit unions, or just specifically schools first?
Yeah, absolutely. I really would think that all credit unions could consider that in today's business environment, it's moving faster than ever. And, you know, as organizations are owned by our members, we want to be able to provide, you know, products and services that the members want today, of course, but also work simultaneously to, you know, offer and deliver on products and services that are coming up in the pipeline, so that in the future, you know, we can match all the different products and services, let's say, that some of the larger FIs are offering as well. So I'm hoping that by kind of banding together, and I know that even in the credit movement, there's so many different organizations and networks that already promote this, but individually, I believe that every credit union needs to focus on innovation really for their own survival, honestly. It's that important.
Yeah, I think so it sounds like the motivation behind this is just don't get caught sleeping, you know, don't get caught behind the eight ball, you know, let's stay ahead of the curve, so to speak, right?
Correct.
Yep. Good deal. All right, let's get back to the competition experience itself. So how's the experience been so far? Because you're one of what, 5 finalists it is?
Yes, we started with the class of 22, and I believe 24 submitted their business cases and wanted to be part of the competition. So out of the 24, I was fortunate enough to get selected part of the top 5. Yeah.
Well done. And so how has that been going through the whole process? Because I know there's a lot of training that goes on, a lot of projects, all sorts of stuff going on. So how's that experience been?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. So, you know, part of what I wanted to do is to expand the network, and I've been able to do that. You know, I've met folks from all across North America that are just as passionate as I am about the future of the credit union movements. We've had classes that were delivered by experts that are professors in you know, Wharton and other schools that have really, all the themes have really resonated with me. And I've learned quite a great deal about, you know, just putting together something that is robust, being able to communicate it, and also just, you know, figure out a way to frame it in a way that everyone understands what the benefits are. So I've been really blessed to go through this experience. And yeah, with the support of Q's and also Currency, it's been a very worthwhile you know, use of my time.
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we shouldn't be remiss and not to mention the fine folks at Currency Marketing, who really kind of created this whole thing and then partnered with Q's to bring it to the forefront. So yeah, it's just a fabulous competition and experience, as you're experiencing right now. So Win, lose, or draw, Alex. What do you hope this, how do you plan to use this experience to kind of advance your career? Where do you want to take it?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I really can't lose here, meaning, you know, I've already won by making the top five. It's been really a rewarding experience, you know, meeting some of the folks and other participants. I like to continue just to, you know, make an impact for my credit union, and perhaps my business case can also make an impact in the larger movements.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Alex. Well, anything else here to wrap up? Because I know you got a lot on your plate. I don't want to keep you from your job, but I appreciate the time that you gave us today. So
yeah, no, thank you, Mike. Yeah, appreciate the platform. And yeah, I'd like to take just a minute to thank Schools First for the support, in particular, my boss, Kevin Martin, and our CEO, Jose Lara. Kevin has been supportive from day one. I really appreciate, you know, his forward thinking and then just bouncing off ideas. And, mm-hmm. and really, he's an agent of change for our organization. And with Jose, I've been able to brainstorm some business case ideas, and that led me to kind of filter out the ideas and get to a solid business case. And then I also just like to give a shout out to Jeff Willock, who was actually the winner in 2017. Oh, yeah. He's my mastermind. And I was joking that it feels like I'm a contestant on The Voice, and he's one of my coaches. So with his beard, he's Blake Shelton, right? So, you know, my team over... my cohort was called the Fab Five. I'll also just like to give a shout out to them. They were, you know, wonderful folks. And again, a big, big thank you to them. I learned a lot from them as well as from everyone. And a thank you to Q's and Currency.
Right on. Well, I wish you all the luck. Not that you're going to need it, but good luck the rest of the way. And yeah, great idea. And yeah, fabulous, fabulous. And I think you should win an award alone just for your title, you know? So fabulous. All right. All right, Alex, well, I'm going to let you get back to work, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.